Wednesday, treading the wine presses on Sabbath. When Nehemiah came back after having been with his king again, he discovered something else. We read in Nehemiah 13, verse 15. In those days I saw in Judah some treading wine presses on the Sabbath day and bringing in sheaves and loading asses, as also wine, grapes, and figs, and all manner of burdens, which they brought into Jerusalem, when? On the Sabbath day. And I testified against them in the day wherein they sold victuals. Another problem. In Jerusalem dwelt men of Tyre. Tyre is a Phoenician city here. So in the north of Israel, and this Tyre is on the coast, Mediterranean coast. So what do these men bring into Jerusalem? Fish, of course, they live on the coast. And all manner of ware, and they sold on the Sabbath unto the children of Judah and in Jerusalem. These people of Tyre, heathen people, come on the Sabbath day and sell their fish and other things. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah, because they had not stopped that. And I said unto them, what evil thing is this that you do, and profane the Sabbath day? Did not your fathers thus? And did not our God bring all these evil upon us? They allowed things which could never be allowed on the Sabbath day. But they allowed it. The leaders, they were not fine leaders. They did not stop bad habits. They just looked at it and let it happen. The earnest zeal living for God wasn't there. It was with Nehemiah. And just before, when Nehemiah had been governor, he had made an arrangement, a covenant they had made with God. They had signed it. We want to obey him. We want to be with him. And although they had made their signature there, they had not lived according to their promise. And that's the difference of human beings in comparison to God. When God promises something, he stays to it. He keeps the promise. And we? What about us? They had promised, but had done the opposite. And Nehemiah is the one who makes wrong things right again. He started correcting all the wrongdoers. And if they were not willing to correct the wrong habits, then he threw them out of Israel. Either you want to live here with our God, or otherwise you go. And a second reformation started there. What is so shocking in this story that it happened only a short time after Nehemiah had left the country. He hadn't been away for a long time. And then maybe he had a feeling, I should have a look if everything is going on in the right, correct way. And when he comes back, he discovers these bad habits among his people. And he is so shocked when he sees all of this. He because he knows what will happen in future then, if they go on like this.